Good day. Today's prayer podcast and November challenge is on day four on being faithful, faithfulness of God. I just kind of want to start by just sharing some of the lyrics from the famous hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. O God, my Father, there's no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Your faithfulness. Great is Your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Your hand has provided. Great is Your faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Your great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. So, Father God, we thank You today for Your faithfulness. We thank You that You are constant, abiding, always, and forever with us. We know we will not be tempted beyond what we can handle because You are faithful, and You will provide a way to get out of it and to be able to endure it. You are faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we acknowledge them before You. You are faithful to strengthen and protect us from the evil one. You are faithful because You've called us into fellowship with Christ. Thank You for being there, always and forever, faithful to Your word. We pray for people, including ourselves who know You, to remain faithful to You, O God, our Lord, our Savior, that we would be steadfast and endure until the end of this race, that we would hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess because You who promised us eternal life is faithful to Your word. We pray we will always be faithful to the things You've given to each of us, good stewards of all that we possess, so that You can bless them. We pray that we would be faithful with the skills and talents that You've given us, that they would bless others. The things we have, the things we can do that would bless and minister to other people. We also pray that we would hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," as we enter into our eternal home with You. And lastly, we intercede and we lift up that person that's on our heart and mind who is yet to know Your faithfulness. That today somehow, Holy Spirit, You would remove the veil from their eyes, soften their hearts, and help them to understand how great is Your faithfulness, that Your mercies are new every morning because You are so compassionate. May they be drawn to Your love and turn to You, believing You are the Lord and Savior. We thank You for Your word, God. We thank You for that You are just consistently faithful. We don't have to worry about You changing and not following through. You are loyal and faithful to the end. And we thank You, God, that You will work through us and through the people that know You to help them remain faithful in all situations. And we praise You, God, for that person that's on our heart and mind, that they will come to know Your faithfulness. So we just end as we began. Great is Your faithfulness. Great is Your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Your hand has provided. Great is Your faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Don't forget to check us out every day. Please think of somebody that you can share this with. Let's get this out there. Let's encourage people to pray. Sometimes it just takes a tiny seed, but let's multiply this. Let's see the growth of prayer completely change and eradicate the world that we live in, the church that we attend, the city that we live in, the county that we are a part of. Let's see God's kingdom grow. In Jesus' name,